Sapwood clad himself in old rags and climbed out onto the mountain face. The bold hare moved about freely in his disguise. A weasel carrying a torch and shaking a pike climbed level with him. The sergeant dispatched him with a swinging left paw uppercut, the weasel's lifeless body bouncing like a broken doll as it hit the ledges on its way down. Another weasel raised his spear at Sapwood as he balanced precariously.
Oh, you're not one of us.
The boxing hare merely banged his paws down on the weasel's footpaws, and the unfortunate spear carrier danced painfully on empty space for a second before plunging shoreward. Sapwood spat on his paws and went in search of others. On the shoreward rim of the crater, Earthstripe and Oxeye were tipping the barrel of forge oil over a heap of large boulders. When the barrel was empty, the Badger Lord kicked away the wedge holding the boulders back. With a loud rumble, they bounced off down the mountainside, and Earthstripe flung the empty barrel after them with a wild laugh. Climbing nimbly, Klitsch was almost halfway up the mountain. A ferret named Frang grabbed his paw.
Say, what's that noise?
Noise?
Klitsch pushed him savagely away.
It's the sound of battle, you fool! Keep climbing!
Farther up, a rat gave a half scream as the first of the boulders ground him flat, the flames from his torch setting him ablaze as he rumbled downward. Now the boulders were smashing into the topmost attackers, killing them instantly and igniting into huge fireballs as they touched the blazing torches which they'd carried on Farrago's orders. Crab Eyes and the troops who had just started their climb came dashing back down.
Master, get out of the way!
The captain yelled as he passed Farrago. Farrago took one backward glance at the mountain as he fled. The front face of Salamandastron was lit up bright as day, and rocks roared with the wind fanning their flames as the blazing boulders cracked and burst, sending death and devastation widespread among the shrieking horde of the assassin. Above it all could be heard the booming laughter and exultant war shout of Earthstripe, Lord of Salamandastron. Farron the Poisoner slid noiselessly over the far topside of the crater. Without pause, he made his way down and into the corridors of the mountain fortress. The first door he came to, he opened silently, and he looked inside. Nothing there. Shutting the door, he turned around to find himself face to face with Windpaw. The female hare was hurrying up toward the crater top with a supply of oil-soaked arrows. Swifter than her eye could follow, Farron flicked out a dagger made from greenheart wood and thrust the poison tip into the side of her neck. Windpaw did not even have a chance to call for help. She died instantly, her face in an agonized grimace. Moving like a flickering lamp shadow, Farron slid effortlessly down the passage, checking a cave here, opening a chamber there, until he found what he wanted. The water barrels were arranged along one wall, 10 huge oaken tun vats. The black fox sighed almost lovingly as he lifted the lid of one and took a sip. Cool and sweet, rain water and clear spring water mixed. It was perfect, but not for long. Carefully uncorking a green glass vial, the poisoner went about his deadly work, dividing the contents of the vial evenly between the 10 barrels. It was the work of a moment. Then he was gone. Slipping off down the corridor, he descended a rough-hewn flight of rock stairs to the lower level. Farron spent considerable time checking the rooms on this level. They were all armory chambers. The pale eyes showed no emotion, but he knew that he was wasting valuable time. Down the next flight of stairs he went in his search for the food store. Unfortunately, every room he went into was a dormitory. Taking a long spiral stairway, he found himself in the dining room. Farron knew then that the food store would be somewhere close by, near to the kitchens. It was quiet inside at the base level of Salamandastron. The rock walls shut off all noise from the outside. The poisoner padded softly about until he found the kitchen entrance. His amber eyes flickered slightly at the sight of the food laid out there for the next morning's breakfast. Farrago'd never fed his army this well. Washing his paws meticulously, the black fox seated himself and ate his fill. Oatcakes, warm and fresh from the ovens. He spread them with comb honey and chewed them with relish, washing them down with gulps of old golden cider, summer vegetable pasties and beechnut crumble, crusty brown bread with mountain cheese. The black fox sampled each one in turn. When he'd finished, Farron wiped his lips daintily on a napkin and set about poisoning it all. Having finished in the kitchen, he sought out the storeroom that led off it. Sacks of flour, vegetable racks, apple boxes, salad bins, nut containers. Nothing escaped the deadly potions of Farron the poisoner. A scattering of powder here, a few drops of liquid there. It was accomplished with his evil but natural skill.